Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. G'day, my name's Josh Williamson. I come out here tonight to put an interesting question to you. A question that will hopefully make you think. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever actually thought about the issue of asking questions? I mean, think about that for a moment. Each day, we ask multiple questions of ourselves. We ask multiple questions that the answers will determine what sort of impact it will have on our life. Some people will have simple questions. What time should I get up in the morning? What am I having for lunch? What am I having for dinner? Simple questions that may or may not impact your life too much. Other people have questions such as, what am I going to do tonight? Where am I going to go out and party? Where am I going to find my mates? Where am I going to have a good time? Again, questions that may or may not have an impact on your life. But other people ask more serious questions. Some people ask, what's the purpose of my life? Am I worth anything? Am I of value? Does anyone even care for me? Does anyone love me? Does anyone have a compassion upon me? These questions are serious, and these questions need answers. And people ask those questions all the time. People ask the question, have I got any worth? What is the meaning of life? What is my purpose? And sadly, people will try and find the answer to that question in a variety of places that often will not satisfy. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, even though those questions are important and vital, there's another question that is much more important. A question that every single one of us should ask ourselves. A question that, depending on how we answer, will determine where we are 1,000 years from now. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are all eternal creatures. We all have an eternal soul. A soul that will live forever, be it in heaven or hell. And the question we must ask ourselves is, where will I spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? One day you will stand before God and give an account of all your sin. Where will you spend eternity? The Bible says it's either heaven or it's hell. And that's the question we should be asking ourselves. Where will we spend it? 108 people die every 60 seconds. And every day on average, 155,000 people pass from life to death. In the past few months, death became a reality to me when I watched my father pass away. Death is a reality we must all face. And the Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die. We die but one time. And then comes the judgment. And the question you must ask yourself tonight is, where will you spend eternity? Ladies and gentlemen, in the Bible, we have a question given. A question given by a man who works in the jail system. A man who made his living out of making other people's life a misery. This man was not a nice man. He was not a man you'd like to associate with. Yet, despite all his failings, he asked the right question. He got the right answer. And he acted upon it. The question that that man asked in the Bible is this. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? There's the question we should ask ourselves. There's the question we should ask God. There's the question we should ask the Bible. What must I do to be saved? The man here in the Bible asked that question of the Apostle Paul. The man who God had saved and transformed, the man that God had made brand new. This jailer comes to Paul and says, what must I do to be saved? And the answer that is given is the answer that we should listen to. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. See, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe in Jesus Christ. But as we think about that question and that answer, other questions should start to form in our mind. What must I do to be saved? Well, hang on, why do I need to be saved? What does it mean to be saved? To be saved means to be rescued from something. Well, what is it we need to be rescued from? Why do we need to be rescued? If we're to ask the question, what must I do to be saved, then we've got to find out what it is we need rescuing from. Well, the Bible says we all have something within us that makes us in need of a rescuer. We all have something within us that makes us in need of salvation. The Bible says we need salvation because we have all sinned. We've all done wrong. We've all rebelled against the God who created us and the God who gave us life. We've all done that which is wrong. What is sin? Well, sin is things like lying, or stealing, or lusting after someone you're not married to. It's hating someone. It's blaspheming the name of God who gives you life. Sin is even not doing the good things that we know we should do. I mean, if we are all honest, we start to realize we've done wrong. And you know what? Even though I'm a preacher, I've done wrong. If there was a line to hell, I truly believe I should be right at the front of that line. Because I have done so many wrong things in my life, I have sinned against God. And the Bible says we've all sinned, and we've all fallen short of God's glory. And because of our sin, the Bible says God must punish us. I mean, think of it this way. If I did wrong out here tonight in the Queen Street Mall, there would be a punishment, a consequence for my actions. The judge would get involved if I broke the law, and he'd decree a punishment upon me. And the Bible says that God is a just judge, and God will punish wrongdoing. So when we sin against the infinitely holy God, the Bible says there's a punishment. The Bible says the soul who sins, it shall die, and the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of our sin. We're dead spiritually towards God because of our sin, and we all deserve hell because of our sin. That's bad news.
Prove that the Bible is a fiction.
I can have you at one moment.
You can't do it.
I can. Hang about and I will. Doesn't want answers, does he? Prepared to walk away.
All right,
hang about. I'll finish explaining this, then I'll get to that question, yeah?
Yes,
see, the question that we started with, what must I do to be saved, tells us that we need rescuing. That's because we've sinned. But the answer that comes back, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, tells us how we can be rescued. Jesus Christ is the rescuer. Our sin said we should die. But 2,000 years ago, the Savior was born. Jesus Christ, God Himself, became a man and dwelt among us. He lived a perfect life and never sinned once, and He came to be a rescuer. The Bible says Jesus came to save His people from their sins. How did He do this? Well, Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died on the cross for sinners. He was a substitute. He died in the place of His people. He took the punishment that they deserved. And 3 days later, He rose again from the dead. And because Christ died and because Christ rose again, we can be saved, we can be rescued. No matter what sin you've done, Christ can forgive you because He died on the cross and rose again. But how do you get that forgiveness? Well, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe is to trust in Christ, to surrender to Christ, to turn from your sin, which the Bible calls repentance, and it's to follow after Christ. A belief is more than head knowledge. It's a complete trust in, a complete surrendering to. And the Bible says if you would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'd be forgiven of all your sin. You've been made brand new, and you'll go to heaven when you die, not because you deserve it, but because Christ is so kind to give heaven as a reward. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the most famous verse in the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." God says He loves you. God says He cares for you. In that He's given the rescuer, Jesus Christ, to live and die, to rise again for the sins of His people, so that you might be set free, so that you might be brand new, so that you might have eternal life. But the Bible says you must repent, you must turn from your sins, and you must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. The most important question you can ask yourself is, how can I have eternal life? How can I be saved? And the answer is, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. My question for you tonight is this: are you believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you trusting in the God who gives you life and who gives you breath at this very moment? Have you surrendered to Him? If not, why not? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. The way we answer the question of how do I get eternal life, how can I be saved, will determine where we are 1,000 years from now. We will all live forever somewhere, heaven or hell. We deserve hell because of our lying, our stealing, our lust, our hatred, our blasphemy. We deserve death and judgment. But Christ offers forgiveness this very night. If you'd cry out, "God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Jesus, save me. Christ, You died for me. You rose again, and I'm going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." The Bible says, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Tonight, Christ would extend His hand of mercy to you, and He would say, "Believe in me, trust in Christ, trust in the One who died and rose again, and you'll be made brand new." Tonight, would you do that? Would you say, "God, forgive me of all my sins, Jesus, save me"? You don't have to go to church to say that. You don't have to be in a special location. Christ hears you where you're at. Admit your sin. Believe in Christ. Confess Him as Lord. And follow Him all the days of your life. Christ extends mercy. Trust in Him. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the most important question we can ask. And that's the most important answer. Believe in Jesus and you can be forgiven. Now, this gentleman over here had a question. I don't know if he's still got his question. He seems engrossed in his piece of literature. Sir, do you still have a question? No? I'm sorry to hear you're not having a good day, mate. See, ladies and gentlemen, in this life we won't have good days all the time. And if you become a Christian, it doesn't mean you're going to have a perfect life either. But life is not it. Life is not the be-all and end-all. There's something more. There's heaven. There's hell. There's eternity. Where will you spend it? Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like more information about who Jesus Christ is, please feel free to come and talk to me. Or if you have a Bible at home, pick it up, read it, search the Scriptures. For in it you will find the words of eternal life. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. May God bless you with repentance and faith. And may you come to acknowledge Christ as Lord.